Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Addison, and this is an interlude podcast, interlude number 12. 4 weeks can be a long time to wait between our one-hour long episodes featuring guests, so I've designed these short interludes to bring you inspiration, information, and tips about dreams and dream interpretation at the halfway point. And today's interlude is about fever dreams. What are they, and how can they help you? Is there even such a thing as a fever dream? Are the dreams we have during a fever significantly different from our usual dreams? While many people report no change in their dreams during a fever, others have noticed specific patterns, and research tends to support some common themes. So let's explore. A common fever dream theme is spatial distortion. Spaces changing size, walls moving, solid objects melting, which is all pretty scary if you're caught up in a dream room that's moving and melting around you. I've spoken to many people over the years who have a specific personal distortion dream that comes up every time they have a fever, a unique dream they remember from childhood. It's as if their dreaming brain equates fever with a specific childhood fever dream and rolls it out on cue. Perhaps the dream objects melting represent the feverish feeling that your body is melting. The dream distortions and movements may reflect the dizzy spells that come with fever and the way that a fever can distort your vision and other senses while awake. While awake, the room may spin during a fever, colours may merge, sounds may distort, and the fever's sweat may prickle and tickle your skin, perhaps giving the feeling of your boundaries, your walls, moving or collapsing in on you. Dreams process your waking life experiences of the last 1 to 2 days and compare these to similar past experiences, either strengthening old memories or replacing them with newer ones. Your adult dreams during a fever may compare your recent fever experiences to your childhood ones and make a match, similar experience, similar dream. Another common fever dream is being threatened by dogs, insects, or, just to up the ante, terrorists. Now, as you can probably guess, these dream dramas might reflect the very real threat to your body of the viruses or bacteria that have invaded your system. And the dogs, insects, and terrorists that your immune system is fighting and that your fever is trying to burn. This theme ties in with the distortion theme. The feeling that your boundaries, the walls in the distorting room, are melting or changing, no longer giving you a sense of protection. I've already mentioned the way a feverish sweat can tickle your skin. So it's easy to see how your dreaming mind might process this experience as insects crawling all over you. Dreams of being threatened by dogs, insects, terrorists, or home intruders commonly come up in non-fever situations too. They were common themes during the early days of COVID, reflecting people's fears of invasion by the COVID virus, as well as their discomfort in many cases being in lockdown space with family or flatmates who may get under your skin or irritate, bite, bark at you, or generally intrude upon your personal boundaries. COVID or no COVID, this dream theme is also common when people are experiencing difficulties in setting their personal boundaries. It can also appear during the early stages of invasion of a bacteria or virus before you notice the symptoms. Such a dream can help to alert you to a possible cold, flu, or a fever. Another common fever dream theme is difficulty breathing, suffocation, pain, or nausea. Now, these may be straightforward reflections of your physical symptoms, although you might also have these themes in non-fever dreams, when you are feeling emotionally or mentally suffocated by a situation or processing emotional or mental pain. As always, when exploring dreams, there's no one quick fix dream dictionary interpretation you can apply, even for those dream themes we all share from time to time. Our dreams express our experiences using symbols created by our unique individual minds. So, to understand our dreams, we need to use tools and techniques that help us to understand those personal symbols and dream dramas. Some researchers suggest that fever dreams tend to be more emotionally intense, negative, and bizarre than non-fever dreams. And while this may be true for some people, these are also the hallmarks of dreams processing challenging emotions, unresolved issues, and deeply unconscious feelings and perceptions that seem quite foreign to us. Fever can disrupt REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, and some researchers suggest this can cause some of the bizarre nature of fever dreams. Some people notice that they tend to become lucid during fever dreams. And this may be due to the fever or scary dreams, making them more wakeful during dreaming. So you begin to wake up and think, oh, I'm dreaming, and you're lucid dreaming. Scary dreams can wake you up, and fevers tend to disrupt sleep too. So these increased awakenings during a fever may lead you to feel that you're dreaming more than usual, or that you have even scarier dreams than usual. Finally, we often succumb to sickness when our immune defenses are low, when we're stressed physically, mentally, or emotionally. The dream you have when sick may reflect more than your physical symptoms. Such dreams frequently explore the deeper roots of the sickness. Why you are stressed, why you may be struggling at some level with keeping your physical, mental, and emotional boundaries intact. Such dreams can be immensely helpful in providing deeper insight into your stress and how to better manage it through behavioural techniques or addressing unresolved issues that are keeping you stressed and are identified in your dream. You may not be in the best frame of mind to explore your dreams during a fever, but write down a few key words to remind you of your dream, or record it as a voice memo, along with a few sneezes and coughs, and revisit it once the fever has gone. Interpreting such dreams may help you to avoid future sickness, as well as improve your waking life situation. Now, our next episode of The Dream Show, episode 300, will be out in 2 weeks on January the 22nd, 2026. Not only is this a new year for our podcast show, after 16 years, still going strong, but a new year, It is also, and episode 300, that's a new thing too, we enter the 300s. It's also going to be the first podcast that, as well as putting out as an audio podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and various other platforms, we're also going to put out as our first video podcast on YouTube. So you'll see the whole conversation in video. A lot of you have been asking for this, and we're finally doing it. So you can look forward to that. Now, my guest for episode 300 is holistic sleep scientist Sabine Cristelli, and she shares a dream for us to explore and interpret before we talk about her life and work and give you tips for better sleep yourself. Now, before you go, have you done my dream interpretation course yet? It's called How to Interpret Your Dreams Step by Step. You can begin it today, right now. Simply go to my website at janeteresa.com. That's Teresa without an H, janeteresa.com, to get started. JaneTeresa.com is also where you can find out more about my consultation services, books, and other courses. Thank you, as always, to Ewan Gray for sound editing and composing our theme music. And thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.